The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and let's start with this one from Women's Day, Girl Power. January 28th, Kazoo Day, is meant for the musical instrument, but we'd like to sing the praises of Kazoo, a magazine for girls ages 5 through 12 that features art, science, fun activities, original fiction by celebrated women authors, and more. You can subscribe by going to kazoomagazine.com, that's KAZOOMAGAZINE.com. Also from Woman's Day, I feel my best during a walk. Fitness icon Denise Austin reveals the ultimate mind and body booster. How much does 64-year-old exercise guru Denise Austin love walking? Let her count the ways. Walking is a great cardiovascular workout that can help protect you against heart disease, the leading cause of death among women, says the mom of two. It's convenient and easy on the joints, and you can do it anytime, anywhere. When Denise strolls with her family, her heart and her soul benefit. We bond, we talk about problems. By the end of the walk, we've come up with solutions. I love exercise, but my true happiness is being with my family. On our walks, I feel so connected to them. And to get more out of your walk, Denise's go-to tricks will amp up your daily stroll. First, mix up your routine. Look for new paths that add hills or inclines. When I want to round out my full body workout, I'll do toning exercises with weights and stretches at home right after a walk, since my body's already warmed up. Use those arms. Walk with good posture and pump your arms. Don't just let them hang at your sides. The more muscles you work, the more calories you'll burn. And practice interval training. During a 30-minute walk, I like to do 5-minute intervals. In between your regular stride, try speeding up or pumping your arms or going uphill for a couple of minutes. From Better Homes and Gardens, a reading list in honor of Black History Month, which is about over, author, entrepreneur, and mom Mina Harris shares her favorite kids' books that celebrate inclusivity and finding strength and joy in who we are. Mina Harris herself is an author. Her latest book, Ambitious Girl. So I'll spell her last name, H-A-R-R-I-S. And she says, I wrote this for my daughters and anyone who has ever been underestimated or overshadowed. Books are my favorite gift to give, especially to children. They're a way to expand minds, learn history, and imagine the impossible. So her recs. 1. Bunheads, B-U-N-H-E-A-D-S, by Misty Copeland, C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D, illustrated by Setor Fiadzigbe. This story shows that black and brown kids belong in the world of dance, and we are all better off when we champion one another. 2. Second recommendation, M is for Melanin, written and illustrated by Tiffany Rose, R-O-S-E. This spin on traditional ABC books celebrates kids like my daughters and allows them to see themselves on the page. Next, Your Name is a Song by Jamila Tompkins Bigelow. That's T-H-O-M-P-K-I-N-S dash B-I-G-E-L-O-W. Illustrated by Louisa Uribe, a story that honors the power, meaning, and pride behind our names, and the idea that every name is magical. Next, Schomburg, The Man Who Built a Library, by Carol Boston Weatherford, W-E-A-T-H-E-R-F-O-R-D, illustrated by Eric Velazquez. The story of a law clerk whose passion and personal collection become the foundations for the New York Public Library's Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture. Next, Hair Love by Matthew A. Cherry, illustrated by Vashti Harrison. I'll spell his last name, Cherry, C-H-E-R-R-Y. With messages that expand the notion of who and what we consider to be beautiful, This book is a long-standing favorite in our house. Next, The Snowy Day, written and illustrated by Ezra Jack Keats, K-E-A-T-S, one of the first children's books to depict people of color as main characters. And last, The Proudest Blue, by Ibtihaj Mohammed, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, with S.K. Ali, illustrated, two authors. So Ali is A-L-I, illustrated by Hatem Ali, with a Y, A-L-Y, a tribute to being proud of who you are and where you come from, by the first American Muslim woman to wear a hijab in the Olympics, where she won bronze in fencing. From Women's Day, Heart Smart Reasons to Hug It Out. We could all use more hugs, and not just because they've been scarce these past couple of years, and they make us feel happy, loved, and warm and fuzzy overall. Science shows that hugging is good for us both mentally and physically. A close embrace has been shown to help relieve stress and anxiety by ramping up the body's production of oxytocin, which has a calming effect and may reduce blood pressure and steady heart rate. Physical touch also lowers levels of cortisol, a stress hormone. Tapping into your inner zen is one of the most important ways to support a healthy heart, as chronic stress can put you at increased risk for heart disease and some of its risk factors, such as type 2 diabetes and obesity. While we might not be able to give out free hugs just yet, hold a family member close so you can both soak up some well-being. From Good Housekeeping, how to avoid a scam. Nearly 2.2 million people reported losing a total of more than $3 billion, with a B, dollars to scams in 2020 alone. Keep your family and your savings safe with these smart strategies from the Good Housekeeping Institute experts. Faker red flags. Look for these signs that the call is a scam. First, the caller's phone number looks similar to yours. Fraudsters use software that mimics or spoofs local numbers to make incoming calls look as if they're coming from your community, so you're more likely to answer the phone. Next, you're pressured to act fast. Cons often create a sense of urgency. They want to instill fear or excitement, says Kathy Stokes, Director of Fraud Prevention Programs with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. For fear, it might be, this is the Social Security Administration and your number has been suspended because of criminal activity. For excitement, it could be, this is Publishers Clearinghouse, you've won $1 million. Be aware that government agencies like the IRS will not call you out of the blue and demand payment. Next, they request payment in gift cards. Stokes does not mince words on this one. Anytime somebody asks you to pay for some obligation by purchasing a gift card and sharing the numbers from the back, it is a scam. 100% of the time. It's just not a legitimate form of payment. And some Good Housekeeping Institute anti-scam strategies. Scammers steal your personal info with fake websites, phishing schemes, and malware. These tips can help you weed out scam calls and create strong passwords. First, turn on call blockers. Register for the FTC Do Not Call Registry at donotcall.gov and use the tools built into your phone and provided by your mobile carrier, such as AT&T Call Protect, Verizon Call Filter, T-Mobile Scam Shield. Check your smartphone settings to modify privacy options or enable call blocking features. Next, verify the phone number. If you suspect that a call you've answered from a business is a scam, hang up and find a valid phone number to call to confirm that the company reached out. The same goes for emails and texts. Don't click provided links or open attachments. Always check the email header carefully and hover over hyperlinks to view the address they'll direct you to. Do not call numbers provided in an email, text, or letter. Verify the business's number before dialing. This advice works even for a person standing in front of you. Ask them to wait while you call to verify that the company has sent someone to your home. Create a refusal script. Stokes says her mother would feel rude hanging up on a caller even if she suspected a scam. So she and her mom created a refusal script, which provides language her mom can lean on when she needs to end a call. Says Stokes, I told her to say, I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm having tea with Officer Brady, and then hang up. Stokes advises that you keep the script next to your phone or by your door for unwanted or fishy solicitors as reinforcement. Use a password manager. Our lab pros love that Dashlane Premium at $9 per month for the family plan at dashlane.com offers intuitive onboarding and helpful notifications that will alert you to potential security problems. Salt your security questions. You might feel safer when websites require answers to security questions like name your high school mascot. But thanks to social media, a lot of personal info is available online. Scammers can figure out what high school you went to because you posted about your reunion on Facebook, says Stokes. One strategy for staying safe is salting, sprinkling a little extra info into your answers to make them harder to hack. If, say, your high school mascot was a cougar, you can add a memorable word or number to your correct answer, e.g. Cougar 719 or Cougar Doritos. Even better, capital C-O, capital U-G-A-R, capital D-O-R-I-T, or I'm sorry, D-O-R exclamation point T-0-S. Others won't get that. Turn on multi-factor identification. Yes, it slows things down to have to enter, say, a second code when accessing private data, but a minor inconvenience to you is a big inconvenience to scammers. Stokes agrees that what's known as multi-factor identification, or MFA, is a valuable addition to your security. The company is going to send that code to me on a known device, and it's just one more step. If the scammer has your phone, it's a different story. But more often than not, that's not the case. And check your email settings. Mark unwanted emails as spam. Strengthen your privacy options in your email security settings. And have a secondary email account to use when you need to provide an email address for transactions. And we have a little sidebar. Got scammed? It's okay. Read this. Some people feel embarrassed that they've fallen for a scam, so they might be reluctant to report it. But a recent AARP study showed that what makes people vulnerable is not any attribute of the individual who experiences a scam, not socioeconomic status, not age, not educational achievement, says Stokes. It's what you're experiencing in your life right then. You've lost a job. You've lost a spouse. You've been diagnosed with a serious illness. It's in those moments that we are most susceptible to a scam. Reporting fraud can help someone else avoid it, or even help bring scammers to justice because the reports are aggregated and available to law enforcement agencies. If you think you or a loved one has been scammed, file a complaint with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. You can go to tips.fbi.gov or contact your FBI field office in person. Report fraud to your local police or state law enforcement agency. Contact the Federal Trade Commission through the website reportfraud.ftc.gov. I'm going to spell that first part. reportfraud.ftc.gov. And call AARP's fraud helpline at 877-908-3360. It's free, and specialists can provide support. From Women's Day, February 28th, that's today, is Floral Design Day. Attention, budding florists, pick up these tips and get ready for your flower arranging skills to blossom instantly. And they're showing pictures of several garden rose, geranium leaves, columbine, foxglove, Queen Anne's lace, peony, and maidenhair fern. And their tips? To arrange like a pro, prep smart. Clear the counter and group flowers in loose piles so you can quickly pick up separate stems. Go in order. Add greenery to the vase first to create a base. Layer in larger blossoms before filling in with smaller buds. And zoom out. Step back and look at the bouquet. Do you like the shape, the color? Balance any overly green patches with sparser flowers, or fill in holes with greenery. From Martha Stewart Living, Super Soothers. Your skin could use some extra support right now. Colder weather and indoor heat often sap its moisture, leaving it dry and irritable. For fast relief, look to nature. These top botanical ingredients are proven to work and leave your face and body feeling smooth and supple. Chamomile. When it comes to calming skin effectively, this flowering herb is queen. Its anti-inflammatory properties make it a natural go-to topical for sensitive types, says New York City dermatologist Marina Pareto. But it's a wise winter option for anyone and is found in many treatments. And they've got some options here that I'll read in a minute. Chamomile is filled with powerful antioxidants such as polyphenols and phytochemicals, says Pareto. It provides protection against damaging free radicals and helps diminish the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. You can find different varieties, Moroccan, Roman, even blue chamomile, but they all offer benefits. For super reactive skin, double dip. Pareto suggests applying the ingredient morning and night for maximum pampering and care. So here are some options to get some chamomile on your skin. Aveeno Positively Nourishing Lavender Plus Chamomile Calming Body Lotion. It's available for $6 at Walmart. Sage, that's S-A-J-E, Calm-O-Meal, or instead of chamomile, C-A-L-M-O-M-I-L-E, moisturizer, available on sage.com for $36. Mario Badescu Chamomile Night Cream at mariobadescu.com. That's mariobadescu.com. $20. Darphin Chamomile Aromatic Care, available at darphin.com, darphin.com. This is our winner here at $75. And Neutrogena Oil-Free Acne Wash Redness Soothing Facial Cleanser. That's available for $10 at Walgreens. And as we switch to recipes from Southern Living, Jasmine's Rice and Beans. For the fluffiest rice, don't be tempted to stir. Leave it undisturbed as it cooks on low. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 30. And I do not know how many servings it makes. Oh, here it is. Serves 8. 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 medium-sized yellow onion chopped, about a cup, 1 tablespoon minced garlic from about 3 cloves, 1 tablespoon minced fresh ginger, 3/4 teaspoon ground cumin, 1.5 cups uncooked basmati rice, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1 15.5-ounce can of dark kidney beans, drained and rinsed. 1 14.5-ounce can of diced tomatoes, undrained. 1 tablespoon chopped fresh thyme leaves. 1/2 tablespoon chopped fresh oregano leaves, plus more for serving, for garnish. Heat oil in a medium pot over medium high. Add onion, cook, stirring occasionally until onion begins to brown about 5 minutes. Add garlic, ginger, and cumin. Cook, stirring often until fragrant, 1 minute. Add rice and cook, stirring constantly, 1 minute. Stir in 2.5 cups water, salt, black pepper, cayenne pepper, kidney beans, and tomatoes. Bring rice mixture to a simmer over medium-high, cover and reduce heat to low. Cook undisturbed until rice is tender, 20 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in thyme and oregano. Transfer to a serving dish and garnish with additional oregano. From Good Housekeeping, creamy lemon pasta with chicken and peas. Active time is 20 minutes, total time is 25, and it serves 4. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 12-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts cut into 2-inch pieces, kosher salt and pepper, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice, 4 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 12-ounce gemelli or other short pasta, 4 ounces cream cheese at room temperature, 1 cup of peas thawed if you're using frozen, 2 teaspoons grated lemon zest, 1/2 cup finely grated parmesan, 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh tarragon. Heat oil in a large deep skillet on medium high. Season chicken with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook until golden brown on all sides, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer to a large bowl. Add lemon juice to the pan, scraping up brown bits, then pour over chicken in bowl. Add broth and pasta to skillet and bring to a boil. Reduce heat and simmer, stirring often, 10 minutes. Return chicken and any juices to the skillet and continue to cook until pasta is just tender, about 3 minutes. Add cream cheese, stirring to melt, then fold in peas, lemon zest, parmesan, and tarragon. From Martha Stewart Living, we've got several options here. First, a rich and chewy treat, peanut butter oat drop cookies with jam. Once baked and filled, these can be stored in and enjoyed straight from the freezer for up to a month. Preheat oven to 375. Beat 4 tablespoons softened unsalted butter, 1/2 cup packed light brown sugar, 1/4 cup creamy peanut butter, and 1/4 teaspoon each baking soda and kosher salt on medium-high speed until light and creamy, about 2 minutes. Beat in 1 room temperature large egg yolk and 1/4 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. Then 3/4 cup unbleached all-purpose flour just to combine. Scoop into 1-inch balls and roll in 1/4 cup quick-cooking oats to coat. Place on parchment-lined baking sheets, spaced 1 inch apart. Bake, rotating pans halfway through until puffed and just set around the edges 10 to 12 minutes. While cookies are still warm, indent centers with the end of a wooden spoon. Fill each with 1/2 teaspoon frozen berry jam, and I'm going to do that recipe next. Transfer to a wire rack. Let cool completely. Active time on this was 15 minutes. Total time 25 plus cooling, and it makes about 18. And your frozen berry jam, mix into yogurt. You can also spread on ricotta toast or whisk into vinaigrettes, so you don't just use them for these cookies. In a saucepan, combine 10 ounces of frozen raspberries, about 2 1/4 cups, 1/3 cup sugar, 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice, and 1 pinch of kosher salt. Bring to a boil over medium-high heat, stirring until sugar dissolves. Cook, stirring often and mashing berries with the back of a spoon until the mixture thickens to a jam-like consistency, 6 to 8 minutes. Strain through a sieve if desired, then transfer to a heat-proof jar and let cool completely. Refrigerate up to a week or freeze for up to 3 months. Active time was 10 minutes, total time 15, plus cooling, and it makes 1 cup. As I said, you can use it in those cookies, or you can mix it into plain yogurt, spread it on ricotta toast, or whisk into vinaigrette dressings. Next, berry banana kefir bowl. Our take on an acai or acai bowl could be thick enough to eat with a spoon, or should be. You can substitute buttermilk for the kefir. Puree 10 ounces frozen strawberries or 2 1/4 cups, 1 cup unsweetened whole milk kefir, and 1 tablespoon date syrup in a food processor or high-powered blender until thick and smooth, adding more kefir as needed. Serve in bowls, topped with sliced bananas, granola, unsweetened cocoa powder, and more date syrup. Active time on that, 5 minutes, serves 2 to 3 people. And we switch to more of a main dish or game day snack, a balsamic and berry glazed drumsticks. The glaze can be made up to 2 days ahead and refrigerated in an airtight container. Return it to room temperature before using. And not just on the drumsticks, but you can brush it on wings, thighs, or pork chops, too. Preheat oven to 400 with a rack in the upper third of the oven. Season 3 pounds of chicken drumsticks with kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. Toss with a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil. And arrange in a single layer on a foil-lined baking sheet. Roast, flipping once until golden and cooked through, 45 to 50 minutes. Meanwhile, in a saucepan, bring 1 cup frozen wild blueberries, 2/3 cup balsamic vinegar, 1/4 cup honey, and 1 tablespoon chopped fresh rosemary to a boil over medium-high heat. Reduce heat and simmer, stirring often until reduced by just more than half, 10 to 12 minutes. Strain. You should have a scant half cup. Discard the solids. Brush chicken all over with glaze and broil until caramelized, about 5 minutes. Serve with remaining glaze, sprinkled with chopped fresh herbs such as cilantro and mint. Active time on this, 15 minutes, total time 1 hour, and it serves 6 to 8. And from Woman's Day, a s'mores coffee milkshake. Active time 5 minutes, total time 10, and it serves 1. We need 4 tablespoons marshmallow cream divided, 4 tablespoons heavy cream divided, chocolate syrup for drizzling, 1/3 cup cold brew or strong brewed coffee chilled, 1/3 cup of milk, 1 cup of ice, about 5 standard cubes, 1 cup vanilla ice cream, and 1 graham cracker. In medium bowl, combine 1 tablespoon marshmallow cream and 1 tablespoon heavy cream. Beat until smooth, then add remaining heavy cream and beat until stiff peaks form, 3 to 4 minutes. Spread the remaining 3 tablespoons marshmallow cream inside bottom of the glass, then drizzle with chocolate syrup. Into a blender, add coffee and milk, then ice and vanilla ice cream. Blend until smooth. Break graham cracker in half, then break 1/2 in half. Add 3/4 of the graham cracker to the blender and reserve the remaining 1/4 for topping. Blend until smooth. Pour drink into prepared glass, top with whipped marshmallow cream, and drizzle with chocolate syrup. Crush remaining 1/4 of graham cracker and sprinkle on top. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.